Nightbus. Bogle texture saturate with jungle swing in Ableton Live 12. Beginner lesson. Alright, let's build a proper late night Nightbus loop. Rolling jungle-ish breakbeats and a chopped vocal that's not a pop lead, but a gritty texture that rides inside the drums. We're staying in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, and by the end you'll have an 8 to 16 bar section that already feels like real drum and bass structure. First, set the scene. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a classic DNB tempo, fast enough to feel urgent, but still controllable as a beginner. Turn on the metronome, and set a loop brace for 8 bars. We want enough space to hear repetition and small changes. Then go to view and open the groove pool. This is where the jungle swing comes from. Now, step 1. Build a jungle break foundation. The fastest way to get authentic vibe is starting from a real break loop. Drag in something like an amen. Think, hot pants, any classic break. Drop it onto an audio track. Click the clip, and in clip view turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Turn loop on and make it a clean one bar loop, or 2 bars if the break phrase needs it. Now here's the move that makes it fun. Slice it. Right click the sample and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset or transient slicing. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them. This matters because now we're not stuck with the exact loop. We can reprogram the break, keep the character, and add our own swing and ghost notes. Step 2. Program a simple jungle pattern. Open the MIDI clip that triggers your sliced break. Start with the backbone, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's bar beat 16th format, you're aiming for 1.2 and 1.4. That's the This Is DNB anchor. Then put kicks around beat 1 and some offbeats. Don't overthink it. You want the loop to roll, not march. Add hats in 8ths or 16ths, lightly. Now the secret sauce. Ghost notes. Add tiny snare hits just before or after the main snares. Think of them as little footsteps, not full snare smacks. Keep their velocity low, like genuinely low. Here's a simple velocity target that works almost every time. Main snare is loud, around 110 up to 127. Ghost snares live in the 20 to 60 range. Hats sit around 50 to 90, but vary them so it doesn't feel like a printer. Quick teacher note, Jungle Pocket isn't only swing. It's swing plus dynamics. If every hit is the same loudness, swing can actually sound more robotic. Step 3. A jungle swing using grooves. In the browser, search for swing or MPC. Drag something like MPC 16 Swing 57 into the groove pool. Anything in the 55 to 59 zone is a great starting range. Apply it by dragging the groove onto your break's MIDI clip. Now click the groove in the groove pool and set a starting point, timing around 60 to 75. Velocity around 10 to 25, just to inject some realistic push and pull. Random around 5 to 15 for tiny human drift. And listen closely. DNB swing should be subtle and confident. If it starts to stumble, back off timing. The goal is rolling, not drunk. Optional. Once you love it, you can commit the groove so it becomes permanent timing, but don't rush that. Staying flexible is fine. Step 4. Create the Nightbus vocal texture. Grab one short vocal phrase. 1 to 4 seconds is plenty. Spoken word is amazing for this, but sung or rap bits work too. Drag it onto a new audio track and name it Vox Texture. Click the vocal clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to Complex Pro, because it usually handles vocals the best. Now, quick warping checklist so it doesn't get nasty at 170 BPM. Before you chop, adjust formants a little if needed. Small moves. If it starts sounding watery, lower the envelope in Complex Pro slightly. And do a sanity check. Loop one bar of drums plus your vocal, then toggle warp on and off. If warp is changing the tone more than the timing, your warp markers need attention. Replace the first warp marker on a clean downbeat and simplify. Now, chop it. Beginner fast method. Duplicate the vocal clip across 2 to 4 bars. Then for each duplicate, move the start marker so you're grabbing different syllables. Turn on clip fade so you don't get clicks when chop start and stop. More producer style option. Slice a new MIDI track on the vocal too, then you can play syllables like an instrument. But for now, duplicating and changing start points is totally enough. As you chop, think texture hook. You're not trying to understand every word. You want rhythm and attitude. Step 5. Saturate it into gritty texture with a stock chain. On Vox Texture, build this chain in order. First, EQ 8. High pass the vocal around 120 to 200 Hz to remove rumble, and leave room for subs and kicks. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300 to 600 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs bite, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz, just a couple dB. Next, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around plus 4 to plus 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so the volume matches before and after. And I want to underline this. Level matching through distortion is half the sound. Distortion almost always sounds better when it's louder. So bypass the device, turn it back on, and make sure it's not just volume tricking you. Next, roar. Since we're in Live 12, think of roar here as movement, not just destruction. Pick a style like warm or crunch. Set drive around 15 to 30% to start. If it gets spiky, darken it first with tone. Then you can add presence later with EQ. Add subtle modulation. A slow LFO to tone or roar's filter over one or two bars makes the vocal feel alive, like it's shifting under streetlights. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. Turn on auto filter's LFO. Set the rate to 1/4 or 1/8, and use a small amount. You want a gentle wobble, not a cartoon wah. Next, compressor. To glue it, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, so the transient pokes through a bit. Release on auto or try 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Then, echo for space without turning it into soup. Sync on. Time at 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 15 to 30%. Inside echo, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Dry/wet around 10 to 25%. Teacher note. For this genre, echo is often better than huge reverb. Reverb smears the break. Echo gives depth while keeping the drums sharp. Step 6. Make the vocal ride the bus with sidechain movement. To get that classic rolling feel, the vocal should tuck under the drums a bit. Add another compressor after your vocal chain. Enable side chain. Set the input to your drum group, or at least the kick and snare. Try these settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking on drum hits. Listen for the vocal breathing with the snare. If it feels like the vocal disappears, reduce the threshold or shorten the release. Step 7. Quick micro edits for jungle shuffle. This is where it turns from loop into vibe. Pick one vocal chop and nudge it slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not a full grid move, just a tiny drag. Reverse one small chop for tension. Pitch one slice down 3 to 7 semitones for darker stabs. If you slice the vocal into a drum rack, open simpler on a pad. Turn on its filter. Shorten the envelope decay to tighten tails. Adjust start to make syllables punchier. Extra trick that sounds bigger than it is. Create a little ghost slice ladder. Take one syllable and duplicate it 3 times. First one is normal. Second one is pitched down about 5 semitones. Quieter, shorter. Third is pitched down 12 semitones. Very quiet, and low passed hard. Drop that little descending flourish into beat 2 or beat 4 and you instantly get that ominous night ride feel. Step 8. Arrange it like Riedel DNB. Let's do a simple 16 bar layout, but you can do 8 if you're short on time. Bars 1 to 4. Intro tease. Filter the breakdown with a low pass around 3 to 6 kHz so it sounds like it's behind a door. Keep the vocal texture present but quieter, maybe more band limited too. Let echo tails hint at what's coming. Bars 5 to 12. Drop. Main groove. Bring the full break back. Keep the swing tight. Let the vocal chops do a repeating hook. And think call and response with a snare. A great trick is to make the vocal show up in the gaps between the snares rather than on top of them. Bars 13 to 16. Variation. Remove the kick for one bar, but keep hats quietly running so momentum doesn't die. Add a reversed vocal swell into the next section, or open the vocal filter slightly and add just a touch more saturation drive, like 1 or 2 dB, for a peak moment. A reliable DNB rule. Every 4 or 8 bars, make one change. Just one. Mute a hat. Change one vocal chop. Add a stop time half bar. Those small events make it feel arranged, not looped. Extra coach workflow. Split your vocal conceptually into 2 lanes. Core lane is your main texture, controlled and consistent. Effects lane is for moment effects, bigger echo throws, reverses, dramatic filters. This keeps the groove stable but still cinematic. Optional upgrades if you want more grit and realism. 1. Resample. Freeze and flatten the vocal texture track once it's sounding good. Then chop the rendered audio. Printed audio often feels more real in DNB than endlessly live processed clips. 2. parallel telephone band. Send the vocal to a return, where you bandpass it, like high pass around 400 Hz and low pass around 3 to 5 kHz, then saturate. Blend it quietly under the main. It adds presence without harshness. 3. Mono management for the cramped bus interior feel. Add utility at the end and narrow the width a bit so the vocal sits centered and claustrophobic, while drums and effects can be wider. Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If the groove feels sloppy, you probably overdid swing timing. Back it off. If the vocal is harsh, you probably saturated before cleaning with EQ or you didn't tame the mids. If it feels better but you can't explain why, level match. Loudness is a liar. If the vocal feels like a featured singer on top of the track, pull it back. In this style, it often lives inside the drums. And if the whole loop turns to fog, you use too much reverb. Use filtered echo instead. Now, a quick 20-minute practice run to lock this in. Make a 1-bar break loop, apply MPC 16 Swing 57. Grab a 2-second vocal and create 6 chops across 2 bars. Build the chain. EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, compressor with side chain, echo. Arrange 8 bars, first 4 filtered and sparse, next 4 full and hooky. Export a WAV and listen on headphones at low volume. Ask, can I still feel the rhythm of the vocal? Does it pump with the snare? Is the swing noticeable but tight? Recap. You built a swung jungle break using groove pool timing and velocity variation. You turned a basic vocal into a textural DN beat element with warping, chopping, saturation, and filtering. You glued it into the pocket with sidechain compression and a few micro edits. And you arranged it into a short section that feels like it's actually going somewhere.